Good morning. If you're just now tuning in online, I welcome you to our service today. My name is Pastor Cassie. Let us know that you are watching by commenting or submitting that attendance form to us. I would say most of us have moments in our lives, either individually or as a family or as a community at large, that we remember a moment. A moment that changed the course of our life forever. Whether it was a moment of great joy or a moment of great pain. Perhaps it was when you looked out and you saw your now spouse presenting a ring before you. Or maybe it was you sitting in a bathroom on a cold and chilly morning, waiting for that pregnancy test that sat on the bathroom counter, counting down the clock until it read, "Yes, you are pregnant," right? That changes the course of your life forever. Or maybe it was anticipating a phone call and you finally getting it and it said, "Yes, you've been accepted this job and now you have to fly halfway across the country." Or maybe it's a text message from your realtor saying you have an offer on your house. We all have these moments in our lives that move us into a new direction. And we have these experiences corporately as well. Not just moments of joy, but also moments of great pain. I would say everyone here above the age of 25 probably remembers exactly where they were when the planes flew into the Twin Towers on September 11th. I was sitting in a seventh grade classroom with Mrs. Hofstetter watching the news on a very small TV on the screen. Many other people in all parts of the world remember where they were when similar moments of great national or international crises occurred. We remember when something startling or shocking or horrific or even wonderful happens. There are moments that literally change us forever. And in fact, they change the course of history. Maybe not just for us individually, but if we go back to 9/11, that changed the course of our world forever. We're still in what feels like an endless war that precipitated from those events. Good Friday is one of those moments. As we dive into our biblical text this morning, the leading ladies that we meet, it says Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they, along with Jesus' disciples, his friends, his followers, they have just gone through a great trauma. They know exactly where they were when their Savior died. They have just witnessed an unfair trial, a brutal torture, the crucifixion and the death of their beloved Jesus, who they called friend and teacher. They remember their last and final moments with him, where he came before them and washed their feet, where he offered them a new covenant, where he gave them bread and wine and said, "Remember, you are the body of Christ, and even if we are broken, we are called to go feed the world." They remember when he offered that cup and said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." They remember falling asleep in the garden. They remember their God crying out, "Is this really what we have to do? Is this really the plan?" They remember the guards approaching. They remember Judas betraying him. They remember when one of the disciples decided to cut off the ear of one of the soldiers. They remember Jesus saying, "Lay down your sword. This is God's will." They remember. We too remember this. from moments in our lives where we've read the Holy Scriptures or we've seen it acted out in great cinematic images, when we've heard it preached on a Sunday morning or attended a Good Friday service, or we've just told the story in our home, we too remember. When we go through a great trauma like this, we act in different ways, just like the disciples did too, just like the women did. Some acted out of self-interest, right? Judas was literally paid to betray Jesus. Others acted out of fear, claiming and denying they didn't even know who Jesus was, like Peter. Others stand helpless, knowing there's nothing they can do. The women, they do the only thing they know how to do. They go to the tomb. Mark and Luke explain that they had brought spices since the burial had happened in too much of a hurry before the start of the Sabbath on Friday evening. And so they wanted to go and wrap him in the proper way. Matthew simply says they've come to look at the tomb. At this point in the story, they are simply mourners, just wanting to be there, to be near Jesus, to pour out their sorrow. We've all been there. Some moment that has just caused us to stand still. And we act in self-preservation. Maybe we do something to show care, or maybe we just retreat and go into hiding and hide under the covers. We all respond differently, but these moments change us. Maybe they literally change our title from married to widow. Maybe these moments push us into new and unexpected places. And the women, they were changed too. Because it felt like death was the final word. It felt like this was the end, because even Jesus echoes the words on the cross right before he hangs his head and dies. He says, "It is finished." And it appears as though God is just silent for days and days. "It is finished" is all it is. And then we come into our text for this morning. If you have a Bible in front of you, I would encourage you to open it up. We're going to be in Matthew's gospel today. Over these last 6 weeks during our Lenten season, we heard all about healing stories in Matthew's gospel. And this is the greatest healing story, right? Because Jesus is literally resurrected. He comes back to life. He defeats death. That is not the final word. So in our tradition, we stand during the gospel reading. So I invite you to stand in body or spirit today as we read from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. It says, "After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. For fear of him, and the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid. I know what you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, and they took a hold of his feet, and they worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
After the Sabbath on the first day of the week, as the sun was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. They went to the tomb. Most of us, sometime in our lives, have probably gone to visit a grave, whether it was a graveside service watching a burial or whether it was sometime later. And every time I've ever gone to visit a grave, there's always been a moment of solemnness, right? I either have gone to lay flowers, or I remember the first Father's Day after my dad had passed, we went and we tied Royals balloons, because he loved the Kansas City Royals. But there's always a moment of calm and peace that you're anticipating. A moment where you can just be present. That's not what Mary and Mary got at all, right? We hear in Matthew's gospel, it says, "And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descending from heaven came, and he rolled back the stone, and he sat on it." This was nothing peaceful about this moment. And I often wonder, why does Matthew give this crazy version of events, this super dramatic moment? And I think the point here is it's because it's God acting. God has been silent since Friday. Nothing has happened, and suddenly God speaks. And when God speaks, miraculous things happen. When God shows up, lives are changed. When God shows up, sometimes it feels like the earth is shaking. And God has a message for these ladies. Through the appearance of an angel, we get appearances of angels all throughout the gospel, right? He says what angels often say, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell." He says, "Do not be afraid. Go quickly and tell the disciples that he is raised from the dead. Go and tell." Death is not the final answer. Life is. And it's something that we are called to share. It's something that we are called to shout out to go quickly. As I read this text, I wonder, why is it that the angel told them to go to Galilee? He says, "Go quickly to Galilee." If you remember back, if you look at the text, Galilee is a place where healing and compassion and refreshment and learning and stretching and maturing in faith and knowledge and trust in God. That's what happens in Galilee. And so he says, "Go there," and that's where I want the work to begin. I want you to remember to be grounded in the goodness that you were taught. And that's how I want you to share this message. Directly what follows the resurrection story in Matthew is the commissioning of the disciples, right? We know this story where he says, "I want you to go, therefore, and make disciples in my name, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Jesus' message in Matthew is clear. We are called to go and tell. And so the women are faithful. They go quickly, right? And Jesus meets them on the road. Jesus doesn't even wait until they get to Galilee. Jesus shows up right in front of them. And I think this is true for us too. So often, I feel like these women, lost and afraid, not knowing what to do. It feels like Good Friday is just lasting forever. This year feels like the longest Good Friday ever, where we just don't know what's happening next. It feels like time is standing still. Like even as hard as we look, it sometimes feels like God's just not talking. And yet, God shows up. And when God does, we have to go and share it. And when we are faithful, when we follow the message that God offers to us, God will stand with us on the path. Sometimes it's hard to see, right? Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. But God is there. As I was preparing for this morning, there was one of the district superintendents in Missouri from another district, not our own. He shared a devotional for this Resurrection Sunday. And he starts off by saying, it's Resurrection Sunday, that day when we remember a tomb that could not hold death, a tomb that could not defeat Jesus. And he says, yet as I'm praying, the question that I'm asking on my heart, that I ask somewhat from a selfish perspective, is this. If Jesus is not here, then where is he? If we look back in our text this morning, when the angel appears, the angel says, do not be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is not here. Where is he? Have any of you ever asked this question before? Where is Jesus? Where is God in the midst of this? And sometimes it feels like he's not here. These questions are asked on Good Friday too. I'm sure the disciples are saying, God, show up for Jesus. Save him. Why does this have to happen? Jesus asks it himself, right? He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Sometimes we don't understand and it feels like Jesus isn't here. Sometimes we feel like we have been buried, like we have been broken, like we have been torn apart. And so we wonder, if Jesus is not here, then where is he? We have been through trauma this past year. As a world going through COVID, as a church, as individuals, we've lost loved ones. We've lost connection. We have grieved. And there have been moments where I have wanted to retreat like the disciples. Because I've been tired. Anyone else? And so we wonder, if Jesus isn't here, where is he? But the resurrection, this district superintendent says, is not about what or where or who we used to be. The resurrection is a reminder of the cross, of the tomb, of my sick bed that is not the end. Good Friday is not the end. Whatever loss you have experienced, that is not the final word. Resurrection is. Everlasting life is. And sometimes we have to wait for it. Sometimes we have to wait longer than 3 days, sometimes longer than 3 years, sometimes longer than 3 decades to feel the power of resurrection. But friends, resurrection is coming. Good news is here. And so as we think about where Jesus is, we know that he lives. We're about to sing it here in just a moment. But Jesus is here and here and here and everywhere, living inside of each of us. Sometimes it's hard to recognize, but God calls us to share it. Friends, Jesus is alive. Jesus is living inside of you. And you have a great commission to go out and share it. There was some stats that came out this past, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, that said for the first time in America, for the first time, less than a majority of citizens had some sort of religious affiliation. That's how steeply the church and religion in general, this isn't just Christianity, this is across the board. This is how steeply membership in churches is declining. There's a big mission field out there. There's a whole lot of people who don't know the love of Jesus Christ or have been hurt by people who say they love Jesus Christ. Friends, we have a commission to go and share, to pour out from these holy vessels, to remember that just as we have been reconciled, just as we have been restored, we're called to share Jesus with others. Friends, let's make sure Jesus doesn't stay in here. Let's make sure Jesus goes out there, because Jesus goes with you. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we come together on this resurrection day, remembering moments of trauma and loss, but God, remembering that you are here, that you call us to go out and to share your message of good news and life abundant. God, be with us, inspire us, move us out into the world so that we can share your message of love and hope. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.